I don't know. Beyond faucets.
Okay. Might be still a faucet.
Yeah.
If it got very cold last night, you might say the water pipes did what?
Freeze and sometime burst.
Okay. So if that happened in the past, you would say last night the water pipes
froze.
And
sometimes it split.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in the older houses when the pipes were run up outside of the house.
Mm. Oh. Could you prevent them from freezing?
Used to, if you were very careful, your ma or the car made you do it, you turn off the water and drain the pipe.
Oh, then how, you were just without water then?
Mm-hmm.
You just had to go without water?
During that night.
Uh-huh. Do you have very many nights that cold here?
I don't think there's many as we used to, and it's probably because, I get the impression, probably because the plumbing is more protected.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, in this house, we had no trouble at all with the freezing pipes, because the pipes go under the house and the
mm-hmm.
ducts from the central heating under there too, and keep things all in balance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the big wooden container that they used to have flour in? When flour was sold in very large amounts?
Flour?
Yes, sir. Or crackers in a big wooden thing with staves on the outside and metal bands around?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure you know this word. There's a song, Roll Out the... There's a song that begins, Roll Out the... let's see. If these things, you might have to roll them off a wagon on boards.
Yeah.
Big wooden containers.
You mean a hogshead?
No. That's a kind of a what?
It's a big barrel.
Barrel is the word I was trying to get you to say. What is a smaller kind that they would have nails in?
Kegs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what do you call the metal bands that run around the barrel?
I don't know.
Well, this is the same thing that women used to have in their skirts years
ago. Shirt.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Do you know what molasses used to come in large quantities?
No.
What about lard?
Hmm.
Lard?
Lard used to come in buckets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then if you were pouring something into a narrow-mouthed bottle, what might you pour it through?
Funnel.
Yes, sir. And then if you're driving horses in a buggy, what would you use to urge them on?
Whip.
Mm-hmm. And if you bought food at the grocery store, when you were ready to leave, the grocer would put it in a
sack
made out of?
Well, now paper.
Okay. And what was sugar packaged in previously in large quantities?
Sacks. Cloth sacks.
Okay. And how about potatoes or feed or something like that? What kind of a bag or a sack would that be?
I don't know.
That rough material?
Hmm?
That very rough material?
Oh, you mean, you mean like a croaker sack?
That's what you call that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how much corn you would take to the mill to be ground at one time?
No.
All right, how about, how much, a name for the amount of wood you could carry in your arm at one time?